Our reality check today is a sidebar story to the recent arrest of a Honolulu businessman. Honolulu Civil Beat Nick Ruby joins us this morning. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Catherine. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Yeah, so you've been digging through some financial records, huh?
Yes, that's right. I mean, that's part of the day job, as it were, for reporters. But in this case, what I wanted to do is I wanted to take a look at some political records and political fundraising records in relation to Michael Miskey, who, of course, is the businessman you referenced earlier, who was indicted recently along with a number of alleged cohorts for running what the feds say was a criminal enterprise that was mob-like in some instances. Well, Michael Miskey owned a bar and a nightclub in downtown Honolulu, the M Nightclub, that was pretty well known in the local press for being sort of this den of debauchery and violence. Miskey, of course, had been arrested a couple of times along with some of the other people who were named in the indictment for assaulting individuals, most notably an NFL football player in 2013. But, you know, despite this reputation, which again was well known, a number of high profile politicians had held fundraisers there over the years, including David Ige, Hawaii's governor. He held a fundraiser there when he was a state senator and not long after those assaults had occurred. State Senator Donna Mercado Kim, who used to be Senate president, again, she was a very powerful person in Hawaii politics, and she had actually held a couple of fundraisers at that nightclub and had taken money from Michael Miskey over the years in her various attempts to win re-election to the Senate or move up to Congress.
And I know with these fundraisers, you know, that is a kind of a strategic location because it's right down there downtown, not too far from the state capitol. And, you know, we know how these fundraisers go, right? Everybody then walks over from the capitol over to a nearby joint for their fundraiser during session sometimes.
Sure, yeah, you would think that. But when you actually look at the number of fundraisers that were held at the M Nightclub, the club is in a convenient location. It's not far from the state capitol. It's not far from Honolulu Hale. It's near the business district, right? But when you look at the number of politicians who actually held fundraisers there over the years, it's not a lot. I mean, we're talking about a handful of individuals. It's nowhere near compared to a place, say, like the Pacific Club or the Mandalay Restaurant or the Plaza Club or Cafe Julia. Which, when you look at the fundraiser notices that are posted on the State Campaign Spending Commission website, they have dozens and dozens of fundraisers there. Another notable aspect of the fundraisers that were held at the M Nightclub is that I didn't find any sort of rental fees that were paid to the nightclub. Now, of course, there were a few expenses here and there for food and beverages, but there weren't any sort of expenses that I could find, at least in my review of the records, that indicated that the entire place was rented out.
Yeah, that would be interesting because you're kind of wondering, yeah, well, what do they normally charge, you know, for the average Joe? And did these lawmakers get a break on that? Or, you know, how is that declared on campaign spending? So, yeah, it's all pretty interesting.
Right, right. Well, and I think, you know, what's important to sort of note with this story too is that, you know, Michael Miskey is not somebody who didn't have interactions with government and government officials, right? There have been questions of favoritism that have been brought up with him in the past. As I noted in the article, there was an incident he was involved in with a tree out in Hawaii Kai.
Yes, the famous tree.
And the lighting of that tree. Yes, the famous Hawaii Kai tree. City Councilman Trevor Ozawa had actually introduced a bill to help Miskey in this controversial tree lighting. Now, it's a very convoluted, complicated story, and I encourage all the listeners to go read about it on Civil Beat. But ultimately, there were a lot of questions raised about whether Michael Miskey was getting special treatment from this Honolulu City Council member who had, of course, held a fundraiser at his event. Now, Trevor Ozell, I spoke to him, said he didn't really know much about Miskey's background, and said that there was absolutely no favoritism at all involved in his interactions with Miskey or the Honolulu city government at that time.
It is a very interesting story. And again, yeah, readers should definitely head to your website to find out more. But thanks so much, Nick.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Catherine. I really appreciate it.
All right. That was reporter Nick Ruby with today's Reality Check.